Some of the younger ones here might be saying, well, what are these people talking about? I don't understand it. I don't understand it either. And I think it's significant. You know, we've read John 5, verse 19, but let's just read verse 20 and see what it has to say. It says, "For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things which he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that he may wonder." Wonder means we don't understand it. Some of these things are done just so that we can be in awe. Just so that we can look at Jesus and say, you know, just kind of stand there with our mouth open. Wow.
Well, I think one of the things that is clearly understood, at least two things, and we find them both, and they're underlined in the outline, in John 5:19 and then John 8:28, is that one of the features of the Lord Jesus Christ as a Son is that he imitated the Father. Mm-hmm. But what he sees the Father do, what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. That's imitation. And I think likewise, we as sons of God need to imitate our Father. And one of the things that the Father, one of the features of the Father is love. And so as the Father has loved us, we also ought to love one another. Now, that's easy to say, mm-hmm. but difficult to do. So I think one of the things that we need to get from the conference is, or go away with, is that we need to have more love for each other. Another feature of the Father is that he's forgiven. And the Lord Jesus told Peter that he was to forgive 70 times 7. So those features that we see in evident in the Father, like the Son, we ought to imitate. The other thing that we can understand in John 8:28 is obedience. "As my Father hath taught me, I speak these things." So we ought to be willing to be taught of the Father, spend time with him, reading the Word of God, and then speak in the things that we, as children, sons of God, have been taught of our Father, that we speak those things. And one of the things that we should speak are the wonderful words of life. Tell other people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Speak kind words to each other. Don't speak the things that tear down, but speak the things that build up.
Just to put a scripture in, your first reference is in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. It says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children." And verse 2 says, "And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma," and so on.
Brother Sam, I'm glad you read that verse of a sweet-smelling savor. Now, I want to link that with verse 28, or rather John chapter 8, verse 29. "He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone." Now we hear the cry of abandonment on the cross, as we've sometimes called it, where the Lord Jesus Christ made one of these seven statements that he declared on the cross, one of which is, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And I think that we need to look at that a bit and highlight that a bit and make sure that the younger ones learn this wonderful truth. Now, the Lord Jesus did not say, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" And we have to be very clear to understand that the Father, now be very careful to understand what I'm saying, the Father did not abandon his Son. And I take it that this verse here, verse 29, would suggest that. Because he says, "The Father hath not left me alone." Now, this is spoken before the cross. But I take it that while the Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross, the Father's heart was ever in full appreciation of His Son. Whilst He was on the cross, even, it takes a bit of thinking to really grasp this, when He was bearing our sins, the Father's heart was ever toward His Son in full appreciation. Never was He more precious to His Father, because at that time He was in obedience to His Father. And what was it? It was a sweet-smelling savor. Because we have to look at the five offerings. We have the sin offering. We have the trespass offering. Now, those things, of course, are things that are odious. You know, sin is an odious thing to a holy God. But when you have the other three offerings, the meal offering, the burnt offering, or otherwise known as the ascending offering, and the peace offering, mm-hmm. those three offerings rose up before God as that which God could delight in. Why? And where? On the cross. Not just before the cross or certain aspects. While Christ was on the cross bearing our sins, there was that which the Father could fully appreciate, more so than anyone else. What was it? The heart of obedience of Christ to what the Father had for Him to do, to bear our sins. So that's why He says, I do always those things that please Him. And perhaps we could look at that. Maybe some others have some thoughts about that. But I'd like to just underscore that the Father always, even when He was bearing our sins, appreciated fully and increasingly what the Lord Jesus Christ was enduring for us in obedience to the Lord.